We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. It is the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, 4 weeks from today, the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft. All right, we go to CBS Sports today, Hugh. Number one pick, Caleb Williams to the Chicago Bears. Number two, Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback to the Washington Commanders. And number three, J.J. McCarthy. He's the one that seems to be rising up here, the quarterback out of Michigan. He might go way higher than people thought. McCarthy to the Patriots at number three. At number four, Minnesota trades up for Drake May out of North Carolina. So one, two, three, four quarterbacks. Obviously pushes some, you know, good defensive players down the board. And at number 22, the Philadelphia Eagles select cornerback out of Alabama, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, before we get into the player, apparently there's a petition to cancel the Kool-Aid man. I don't know what he did.
Leave the Kool-Aid man alone.
I know. Yeah, this is not Kool-Aid McKinstry. He's just a football player. I'm talking about the picture of Kool-Aid.
I read some of the reasons, and one person said because he has man in his name and he's a racist.
So we're just throwing accusations at the picture of
Kool-Aid? I don't like.
What's wrong with him being a man?
I don't know. And I'm trying to figure out where's the racist part come in.
I don't know. I mean, I've lost.
Oh, yeah.
I've lost track of why anything gets canceled.
I mean, and like, I've always been of the mind. Like, if you feel some kind of way, that's fine. But at least give some people some something to chew on. Being a man and racist, that's not enough. I mean, I'm not saying he's not either. Well, we know he's a man, and I don't know if he's racist, but I need a little bit more.
You need a little bit more facts.
I need to know why you feel the way. I need to know why you feel like he's racist. Because if I call somebody racist and you ask me why, I feel like I can, you know, explain that to you where you could understand.
Yeah, I would
that.
Hope, right?
You know
not,
what I mean?
Not a picture of a drink.
No,
because
all I think of, he's red. I don't know any red people, like people that are actually physically red.
Yeah, well, he's a drink.
And he's a pitcher.
Yeah.
Do we know if this is just Kool-Aid Man? Do we know if he's a man or not? We don't know. I didn't see any body parts.
Well, I think
his
that
name
part
is the Kool-Aid
implied,
Man. Yeah.
I mean, the man part, but who knows? In this day and age, he might identify as something different.
He could be whatever he wants.
Yeah, he could do whatever he wants.
Now, are we still talking about the thing, or are we talking about the football player?
We're talking about the Kool-Aid person.
Football.
Yeah, like, you know, Kool-Aid McKinstry, the player the Eagles take at 22 in this mock.
Well, you brought it up, and I just went down.
All right, well, let's give some takes on the actual player, because I don't think they're drafting a pitcher of sugary drink here. They're drafting a football player, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Alabama corner. He's the guy Kyle has wanted Hugh for the entire time here. What do you make of the player? Obviously, you know, how we going back to the Georgia or Alabama well would not surprise any of us. I like the idea of taking a corner. And what's interesting about this kid, he's got a Jones fracture in his foot, which is scary.
He still was rolling.
He was running his 40 last week.
Still was rolling. You know, I was looking at some of the things that they were saying about him. His NFL comparison is A.J. Terrell. Fortunate enough for me, I was in Atlanta when they drafted him, and he became a really good player on a defense that, you know, like it was almost to the point where A.J. could just play one side of the field. He came in and played almost immediately when he played for the Falcons, and he was a pretty good player. So I like that. They say he plays with a good balance and poise, and he has good communication skills on the back end. That means that he talks. So that within itself is enough for me, because when I look at some of these corners play, you're thinking to yourself, what are they back there talking about? And it also tells you, if they take a corner first with the first overall pick, Joe, he's going to play.
Of course he's going to play.
He's going to play.
And he should.
He should play.
All right, a couple things I like about him. We share the same birthday, Kool-Aid and I, so I'm in on that. The other thing is, did you know why his nickname is Kool-Aid?
Why?
Because when he was a baby, his grandmother thought his smile reminded her of the Kool-Aid man. And when he got to Alabama, he signed a name, image, and likeness with Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, he's all in with the Kool-Aid thing. This is kind of his brand here. Kyle, this is the one defensive player you seem to actually want in the draft. Kool-Aid!
I'm all in on Kool-Aid. Yeah, I could go with Kool-Aid. Now I'm starting to, like, really get enticed by the idea of going to get another offensive weapon. But I would settle for – I think at this point I'm settling for Kool-Aid.
Any concern here from everyone about a Jones fracture in his foot? I mean, the Eagles
But what did he run again?
Yeah, not after he ran a 4.47, man.
Yeah, but sometimes people can push through an injury to for a moment.
Push through
That's
four,
even
four,
better, Joe.
Four,
that, means, yeah, that means he's got that dog in him.
Yeah, he definitely got that dog in him.
All right, so what do we know about this? Is he going to need a surgery, or is this going to heal between now and the start of training? So, according to Ian Rapoport, he is supposed to be 100% by training camp. I just wonder, Hugh, does he need a procedure, or is a Jones fracture going to heal on its own? Because the procedure, you know, going to the knife before his first training camp? What are we doing here? Taking injured players? I mean, the Eagles have done this before. They took Sidney Jones. They took a guy who had a very promising college career, got hurt. They took him, and then he was never the same player. So we're okay with this? We're okay with taking injured players?
Definitely.
I'm a little concerned about it. I mean, he's injured.
What did he run again? Remind me what he ran again.
4.47, Hugh.
4.4 as an injury.
Tell him.
With injury, he can play through pain. Like, you have to look at it like this, Joe. He can play through pain.
Hmm.
That's an injury that obviously was not severe enough to hinder him from running that. So technically, I would say that's probably what, a 4.3, maybe something even faster than that. And he's a gutsy guy. Yeah, I'm taking him. Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt, he is, like, with that gutsy performance right there. He is better than what I got on the back here right now. And I'd even throw Darius Slay into that equation.
I believe.
Don't disrespect to Darius Slay, by the way.
Yeah, it could be Slay and McKittrick.
You said a little bit of disrespect.
I believe.
I'm not being disrespectful, man.
Wasn't Joel Embiid? I think this is one of his injuries over the years. Joel Embiid had a Jones fracture in his foot. I forget what year it was. One of the Joel injuries was I mean, there's been a lot. It was a Jones fracture. So we've dealt with this before. I'm just saying, guys, he's hurt. Guys are jumping up and down.
Don't invoke Joel Embiid injuries on this guy.
We jumping up and down. Yes, Joe, we are, because he is better than what we have on the back end. You know what got me when we talked about this? Communication on the back end. That's a lot. I enjoy that. I enjoy when you play with guys that tell you, hey, look out for this. Look out for the run. Look out for the tall sweep coming this way. Makes the dream work. Yes. All I can imagine is those guys out there that played for the Eagles last year. Hey, look out. Here it comes.
He's wide open.
Watch your back. Somebody get him.
So
it's your man.
Yeah, well.
And you're talking about help.
It was bad. I mean, guys were wide open. I don't have the full numbers on guys that have Jones fractures recovering, but my analytics tells me anyone with a nickname as cool as Kool-Aid has to be a good player. Right? I mean, like, how often does a corner get drafted, has a cool nickname, and he fails? Right? I mean, think about the corners over the years. I think we've kind of done this exercise once or twice. Right? You had Prime Time with Dion. You had Dick Knight Train Lane back in the day.
Revis Island.
Sauce Gardner.
Sauce.
I think there's something, too, if you have a really cool nickname and you're a corner, you're probably good.
I think it has to be coupled with you being, like, a high pick. Like, because I guess there's something that we might not know of some of these guys who faded into obscurity and had cool nicknames just because they didn't turn into anything.
Well, that is true. Didn't Jalen Mills have himself a nickname? The Green Goblin?
The Green Goblin. But that was when he got here,
yeah.
Right?
And he's had a decent career. I mean, yeah, he's not.
I mean, I guess I feel like you can't give yourself a nickname if you're one of those guys.
Well,
until
but,
like, you know, you have to be a projected first or second round player if you're gonna have a badass nickname.
But this one, what do you think of this one? He was nicknamed this from his grandmother when he was a baby. This is kind of his name now. He's Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's what. If grandma gave you a nickname, that's your nickname.
Kool-Aid it is. All right, 22. This in this draft, Kool-Aid McKittrick. Scott in Wasatch Township is up on WIP. Hey, Scott.
Hey guys, Hugh, I can help you out with his air situation. Go to AutoZone, get a little pump, like $20 or something, and it's great because you once you screw it on the tire, you know how much pressure's in there. You know exactly what you need. You know if you need to get it fixed, no problems.
Are you talking about one of them, like the kind of step pumps? You're talking about that
no,
kind?
No, it's like a little thing. It's automatic. No. It's automatic. It's electric. You just plug it into your car lighter.
Okay.
And you just flip it on, and you know it pumps it in. As soon as you plug it in, and you put the little piece that goes on the tire where the air goes in, it'll tell you how many pounds of pressure are in your tire.
Okay.
So you'll know if it's low or not. And then you hit a button, and it pumps it automatically. You don't got to pound it or do it like that.
Okay, cool.
So Hugh doesn't have to waste money on air anymore.
Exactly. Well, you know, you're really paying for them to keep the machine working, not for the actual air. But but you're better off buying your own little pump. Yeah. And then you have it. Yeah. If you get stuck somewhere and you're low, you have that in your car, in your trunk, you know, you're never really stuck. It's not like you got to wait for somebody.
Yeah, that's the best idea I've heard. For the most part, all day.
You're making a lot of sense, Scott. Yeah. Most people just tell him to drive and find a Wawa until his tires fall off. This makes more sense.
Yeah, I would think so. And then, Hugh, what do you think about the Phillies playing this year with high expectations versus low expectations of other years? Is that going to affect them?
You're talking about playing with high expectations? No, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to affect them in a negative way, I should say. I think
just give them a confidence, maybe.
Yeah, I think that what it does is this. It makes you play harder. It makes you more aware of the mistakes that you could potentially make or you don't want to make because you don't want to be the guy that lets the team down. Because, like, talking to those guys, they seem like a really close-knit group, which they are. And it sounds to me like the one thing that they don't want to do or be is the reason why they get off to a slow start or a bad start. So that's important. I think that's very important.
Definitely. Playing for each other always makes a difference.
Definitely.
And I think the biggest thing for them getting to 100 wins, the defense will help get to there. But the other thing is, I've been preaching for 3 years, they got to play small ball sometimes. And they're going to need it in the playoffs. We've seen that when the pitching gets really tough. So I think if they would work on it here and there, especially against the good pitchers during the regular season, then not only would they squeak out a few extra wins and maybe get to 100, but they would also improve their chances of getting through the playoffs and winning the World Series.
Well, Scott, I think you're right on that because you look at the last two postseasons, they've had moments where they're just red hot and they're hitting a bunch of home runs and they beat everybody. But then as soon as the home runs go away in October, they don't have that kind of counterpunch. Like last year, the Diamondbacks had that, right? They hit a couple home runs, but they scored in other ways. The Phillies have struggled with that late in the last two postseasons. I agree with you on that.
When you get those good teams, you got to be able to scratch out a run here or there. You cannot just rely on swinging from your heels all the time.
Yeah, right. I mean, and also that comes with swing and miss, and those are just unproductive outs. Scott, what's your win total? What do you got for us?
I'm going to go at 96. I think the defense will get in there, but I don't think they're going to play enough small ball to scrape out those extra wins.
96. Scott, man, we appreciate the phone call. How about that, Hugh? You got an honest-to-goodness way of fixing your tire situation.
Yeah, but that cost me money.
But one time.
Yeah.
It's an investment.
I don't know if I want to do that.
$20. I mean, that's...
Are we sure it's $20?
Well, I take Scott for his word.
Okay, we about to find out. We're going to go to AutoZone. We're going to find out. We're going to see what we find.
So you're going to call Scott out if it's $22?
No, I'm not. $20, I should be able to swing that.
I would. Well, again, it's an investment. I mean, you also have to think time is money, Hugh. If you're driving out to find a Wawa for a free air, I mean, you're wasting time.
Yeah, but it'll be, you know, at least I know when I find a Wawa where, you know, I don't have to, like, if I find a Wawa, then I know where it's at, and so then that way I don't have to drive that far.
Well, I think it means, like, you're wasting gas money.
Yeah, you're driving.
Like it's extra gas. Listen,
the principalities.
Okay.
So it's not the number, it's the principle.
It's the principalities. Like $1.50 for free air? Come on, man. I breathe air every day. You charge it for it? You ought to be slapped for that. Slapped.
Well, you did make a good point. You're not paying for the air. You're paying for the machine.
Well, maybe you should do a better job of keeping your machine maintained or something, or sell more chips or something instead of charging people for air.
Well, it is true. It used to be free.
All day. And I charge it for it.
I wish I was there to see your reaction when you saw that you had to pay for air.
No, Joe, you don't. Because I was doing a lot of cussing. I was like, no, I can't tell you what I said because, you know, Kyle had to dump it. But I was like, y'all can. And so I rode to one place, and then I had to turn around and ride to another one. And after that, I was like, you know what? Y'all can, you know, kiss me where the sun don't shine. Y'all ain't getting this about
So you went on multiple
Man,
Stops.
All up. Listen, I was in the Northeast, right? So you know, I'm riding all up and down the Northeast, and stopping at every gas station.
Well, they got Wawas up there.
You know what? I didn't stop at the Wawas that I saw. They weren't standalone Wawas. Like someone were a part of a little strip mall or whatever.
Yeah, well, not all those have the gas station.
Yeah, so it wasn't ones that I saw the gas station with. Now the one that I did see, and I'm like this, and I'm pretty sure everybody else is. If you're not on my side of the street, I'm not going across the street. I know that sounds crazy.
You're not turning?
No, I'm not going across. Like if it's not on my side of the street, then I'm not going across the street.
What if there's free air across the street?
I didn't go.
I didn't see it. I didn't.
Some principles trump all this.
No, I'm just saying. Like I know I can't be the only one that does that. If I'm going a certain direction, if I'm going home, I'm not gonna. It has to be on my path. It can't be off the beaten path for me. And going across the street. Don't look at me like that, Joe. Do not take your glasses off and start laughing. It ain't funny. I'm serious.
Hold on. I didn't know that across the street is off the beaten path.
It's not on my path.
What is wrong with him?
Don't do that. Because these are some principles that I've been following my whole life. If it's
smoking crack
street,
is like a great high.
I wasn't doing gummies. None of that. It's just that I didn't feel like going across the street. If you wasn't in my general direction, then I wasn't stopped.
I'm telling you, we're sitting on gold mines here of great ideas. One, we need the Daily Douglas podcast. You just riff on your Daily Douglas for like 10 minutes. People would listen to that.
I can't be the only person that does that.
And two, you need to write a book with your principles. I mean, I think people would listen, would read
this. I'm just saying, if the gas station is not on the right side of the street, and if I'm going in that direction, if it's not on my right, then I'm not going. I'm not crossing
the street. Guys, if you ever see Hugh Douglas out of gas on the side of the street, just know there was a gas station across the street he wouldn't make the left.
I ran out of gas. Like I told you, I ran out of gas a few times.
I could see why now.
Because I wasn't going to the gas station across the street.
Yes. Is that laziness or stubbornness?
It's not being lazy. It's the principality.
I'm starting to wonder how you were ever in the NFL.
What are you talking about? It makes sense, Kyle. I didn't go across the street. But if it was one of those situations where I absolutely needed gas, I got to stop. But, like, even on the highway, if I got enough gas, I'm not stopping at that exit. If it's not right off the highway, then I'm not stopping. If it's not right off the highway.
Yeah. I get it. But
the way you look at me, this is why you ran out of gas. You're looking at me like, this is weird. No, if I don't see the gas station right off the highway, I'm not stopping.
I know, but this is why you have no air in your tires. This is why you ran out of gas. I mean, this is pretty obvious. All right, Carl's in Maple Shade. What's up, Carl?
Yo, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Carl, what are you feeling today?
Yeah. Oh, thanks for bringing me in. You know, the Phillies don't want nothing to do with the wild card.
Well, neither do I, Carl. I want to win the division.
They are set up between Wheeler, Nola, and the way Ranger is right now, coming in at 100%, you're not getting a drop-off on the third man in. He could be just as nasty as the first man in. And they got a boatload of pitchers behind them.
So the Ranger thing, Carl, he could be. I mean, we've seen it in many times over the last couple of years where he's been dynamite in the postseason, any role they put him in. For him, it's just about can he do it over the course of a full year. That's the question with Ranger.
Well, there's enough pitchers in there to keep him, if they regulate him right, where he don't get overwhelmed, you know?
He does not. Well, no, Carl, he is as strong mentally in a big spot as anybody. Like, you tell me right now he's on the mound in game 6 or 7 against the Dodgers in the NLCS. Sign me right up, Carl. I believe in him. So what's your win total, Carl?
Well, because of what I said, I think, like I said, the Phillies are not, they don't want those wild cards. It's 101. They're 101, the winning division. Put your money on it.
Carl, you could do that over at FanDuel, Carl. 89.5 is the number, Hugh. So if you think 101, hammer that over.
Yeah. How much money are you putting on it, though?
Well, it depends. I mean, I got a lot of baseball bets out there. I gotta diversify my money. But I would put the 89.5. $20?
$20.
What do you like better? $20 on the 89.5. So that's -110. So you gotta, you get a little bit less than your 20 back, if you get it. Or do you want to bet on them to win the division? You get plus money on that.
I'll take the division winner.
You like the plus money.
Yeah, I like the plus money. I like to feel like I've accomplished something. Kind of like when I get off an exit and I don't have to drive that far. I kind of like that. And I'm not the only one that does that, by the way. Michael Barkan, shout out to my man Michael Barkan. He said he is the exact same way.
Well, but is Michael running out of gas and or air in his tires? I'm guessing he's not.
Like, no, but it's like he don't feel like he's being duped. That's what it is. It's all about the principalities of being feeling like you're being duped.
Speaking of plus money here, Hugh, you brought it up. You know, Phillies are underdogs tomorrow at home with Wheeler on the mound.
I could see that.
I mean, Strider.
Yeah, I could see that. But that don't necessarily mean that it's gonna play out that way.
I kind of like that. Plus 110, Phillies at home with Wheeler on the mound.
How much money are you putting on that for the Phillies to win? How much? Like, say if I put $20 on that bet.
What, you want $20 on a plus 110?
Yeah.
Yeah, $20 on a
plus. No, I'm talking about for the win. Phillies to win tomorrow.
Yeah, $20 on a plus 110 tomorrow. You get back 22. So you get 42 in total. You put the 20 down, you get 42 at the end.
I'll take that. That'll buy my air pump.
There you go. So Hugh's ready to bet away his air pump than he hasn't bought yet.
That'll buy my air pump.
Oh, I think we got to do a same game parlay tomorrow before the opener.
We have to.
Yes.
We have to.
Underdogs at home with Wheeler on the mound? What are we doing here? What are we doing? All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls. Your official Philly, get on the record. Phillies win prediction. Kyle's at 100 on the dot. Hugh's at 95. I woke up today 95, but I was like, man, you know what? 100 is very, very attainable. We got to hit this as well. It was kind of the under-the-radar story of yesterday with the Harden return and the Sixers' ridiculous loss considering what happened with the refs at the end, Kelly Oubre calling everybody names. But what's going on with Joel Embiid? Do we have a timeline? Yesterday, it sounded like we did. What did Nick Nurse just say today, though? What is going on here with Joel Embiid?
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It feels like it. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94WIP. Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back. And there's no better place to get in on the MLB action than FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can start the MLB season with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 you can use to bet on money lines, totals, strikeouts, homers, you name it, or combine your bets in a same-game parlay for a chance at an even bigger payout. All in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. I really like the FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO today. What do we like today? I like Baltimore today over the Angels in their opener, and I will take the Reds as well. Put those two together. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 90.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.